back to the show, Christian. How are you?
I'm really good. Good to be back.
Jolly good. Now, you see, the song used to say, all I want is a proper cup of coffee.
Good introduction.
Is it true, then, that a good cup of coffee in the morning gets us out of bed without a stretching and a yawning?
Absolutely, it seems to be. You guys there in Stoke and surrounding, well, actually, a bit disappointing. 20% of you say a coffee helps you get out of bed in the morning. I'd have thought it'd be far higher than that, but... As a tip there, if you do feel a bit sluggish, I'm talking about coffee because I think there's so much rubbish talked about coffee. There's so many myths and rumours that are not true, and people sort of feel guilty about drinking coffee and think they ought to cut it out because it has bad properties. And actually, it's been extensively researched, one of the most heavily researched products, actually, and it's got a lot of health benefits and not a lot of health problems associated with it.
So a strong cup of coffee, I mean, I get out of bed like most people do, and you're like, oof.
But I
admit to being a tea drinker. So if I swapped my morning brew for a bit of coffee, would I feel the benefits?
Well, let's be honest here. I mean, it's the caffeine that's giving you the perk, all right? So giving you the sort of the wake-up perk. So tea and coffee, absolutely, they both contain caffeine. So that's fine if you're a tea drinker. The health benefits, so the things we might talk about coffee specifically don't apply, probably do apply to an extent to tea, but I'm mainly talking about coffee today. Mm-hmm. So it's things like cancer prevention, reduction in liver cancers, interestingly, possible it may protect against things like Alzheimer's disease, which is really interesting as well. But an pack full of antioxidants, more so than things like green tea and chocolate, interestingly. So actually, you know, all that stuff about, oh, I really ought to give up coffee in January because it's not good for me, really isn't true if you're drinking it at moderate levels.
Now, what about age? Because my daughter came home the other day, she's 11, with the cappuccino. And I'm like, you're 11, you shouldn't be drinking coffee at your age.
Well, it was a really, really interesting stuff. She's obviously a very sophisticated young lady.
She watches
isn't she?
Friends a lot.
Okay. Well, it's interesting. There was a lot of stuff in the press recently about kids being hospitalised because they drink all these energy drinks.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, obviously high levels of caffeine, far higher than you get in a cup of coffee, but also, you know, packed full of goodness knows what else. And no wonder these poor, you know, little kids who only have little bodies and therefore, you know, quantities of things have a far greater effect than they would in an adult who's larger. So it is a bit worrying. Generally 4 to 5 cups a day, when I say that, apply to adults, not to kids.
Well, I was going to say, because my mum used to love coffee and she would drink it throughout the day.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could count up on 2 hands the amount of cups she'd have and you'd be like, are you all right? But she was a night nurse, you see, so she didn't get a great deal of sleep. So I suppose that was a way of overcompensating for being tired. She'd have a nice cup of coffee.
Well, also, it's interesting. I was looking at the British Coffee Association's research. I didn't know this, but caffeine, I suppose I should have worked this out, actually, but caffeine has different effects on different people. So some people are very, very susceptible to it. And one cup of coffee, you know, and you're climbing up the walls and you're going for hours, you know. And other people, they do have quite a high requirement for coffee, which is interesting. I think I'm the first one. You know, one cup of coffee does me. I'm happy. I'm good for the morning.
How do you take yours, Christian?
Black. No milk, no sugar.
There you go.
Strong and black.
A man after my own heart.
Yeah, I don't like all this milky sweet stuff.
No, me neither. So where can we find out more information if people are concerned they may be drinking too much coffee, or, you know, they could look at the benefits of drinking maybe, like you say, one cup a day?
Well 4 to 5 cups is what we'd say is absolutely a safe, moderate level of coffee consumption, unless you're a pregnant lady, when we'd say 2 to 3. But have a look at BritishCoffeeAssociation.org, because they've done a lot of this research, and it's really interesting how many facts you think you may have read, you know, in the press, and actually you find out are absolutely rubbish and they're not true at all.
Brilliant. Lovely talking to you, Christian.
Yeah,
thanks,
a pleasure as always.
Us.
Thanks, Paula.